Any thoughts about the issue of CD30 testing and response to brentuximab vedotin diffuse large B-cell? It's been observed that patients with, quote, negative CD30 assays can respond. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that can happen. It's been actually shown in a study, in a large study, that they had some patients who responded. What has been brought up as a possible explanation for that phenomenon is that there are perhaps very few cells that are CD30 positive. And when they respond to the treatment, it set up a reaction in which the tumor cells break up, and then the neighboring cells that are CD30 negative are exposed to the toxin that is part of the molecule. But, you know, that's just speculation, and no one really knows if that's the true explanation or not. But I usually wouldn't give it to a patient who's CD30 negative, and I assume that most people don't do that either.
It seems that there is a subset of Hodgkin lymphoma that responds particularly well to brentuximab vedotin. They get complete responses that can last a long time. Any way we've been able to separate those patients out from others who don't respond as well in terms of the degree of CD30 positivity or any other ways to predict who's going to do so well?
Well, I don't really have any way of predicting that. And I think even if you're not, let's say if the CD30 is not extremely strong, the expression is not extremely positive, I still would use the drug because I think, like I said before, you know, and like you said also, even patients who are not very strongly positive and who have a few cells that are positive can respond to it. So I wouldn't deny it to a patient just because the CD30 expression is not extremely strong.